Welcome to the second episode of the Feral Podcast. This episode will be talking all things Tropico 4 Gold Edition. I'm Brad Gibson, the PR manager at Feral Interactive. Joining us for this podcast is Feral Interactive producer and special aide to El Presidente, Edwin Smith. Special aide, I couldn't put it better myself. Edwin, thanks for joining us.
Brad, it's great to be with you always. You've always been one of El Presidente's favorite podcast hosts.
Oh, and an honor and a privilege it is, sir. An honor and a privilege for sure. Let's begin with the basics here about Tropico 4. Give me a quick overview of Tropico 4 Gold Edition.
Sure. So Tropico 4 Gold Edition is a construction and management simulation game, which focuses on city building, a little bit like the SimCity series. Mm-hmm. A little bit like the previous game in the series, the game centers on a customizable main character, El Presidente. He's a, shall we say, dictator or friendly person who runs the Banana Republic.
And Feral released Tropico 3 Gold Edition in January of 2012, and now we have Tropico 4. Tell us some of the gameplay features that are unique to Tropico 4.
Tropico 4 added a load of extra features on the already quite large feature set of Tropico 3. Some of the kind of cool things I can tell you about are there are now a lot more minor global powers. So China, the European Union, the Middle East, you can make trade agreements and things with these guys, as well as the USSR and America. Mm-hmm. You can appoint ministers to your government, which makes certain differences to how certain buildings unlock and things like that. You also have to deal with natural disasters. So you could have a volcano explode, or you could have a tropical storm. There are plenty of new buildings, sort of 20 or 30 new buildings. And what's more, on top of that, you have a full campaign that consists of 20 missions that actually follow the rise of El Presidente from his humble beginnings through to him in the President's Palace.
So give us some examples of the campaign missions you just mentioned that gamers will find in Tropico 4.
Okay, well, when you start the game, the protagonist, El Presidente, is working towards restoring the power that he lost in the Caribbean after he averted a nuclear war by the US vice president, and he was kicked out of power. So he then slowly has to basically reclaim power, build up his empire, and get revenge. So it's kind of split into three parts: the rise to power, the revenge, and the final comeback.
Now, Tropico 3 was more about El Presidente handling domestic issues, but Tropico 4, it adds an international flair to the picture in the way of foreign trade. Explain how that works.
Okay, well, as the game follows the story of El Presidente, you now have a little bit more interaction with foreign countries. Mm-hmm. So in the past, you only had the USSR and America. But in this game, you can nurture relations and benefits from China, the EU, the Middle East, as I mentioned. This means you can do a lot more trade deals and importing goods as well as exporting. So in previous titles, all you could do was sell canned goods or sell cigars. Now you can import rice or import tobacco and then sell cigars. So it actually adds a whole new dynamic to how you control trade.
So when you add that international flair, you add lots of other new features, and one of those is the ability to join the war against terror. Tell us what that means exactly.
In Tropico 4, you can build large spy dishes. What you can do is you can decipher secret information based on the skills of your professors running the establishment. And every September, you can then sell them on to the highest bidder. So, for example, you can find out information about threats and then sell them on to the Americans. Or you can find out about dissidents and sell the information on to the USSR. There are many different ways of doing it, but essentially that's how it works.
Very nice. Construction tools have always been a major feature of Tropico that have evolved over the years. Any new construction tools in Tropico 4?
Yes, there are many new buildings in the game, and seems that the Tropico 4 includes Gold Edition. It includes Modern Times. So you don't just have all the new buildings in Tropico 4, you also have Modern Times, which means that you can build a lot more modern buildings, funnily enough. So, for example, you can build a national bank or a metro system. Both of those are brand new things which have never been seen before in the Tropico series.
And disaster, weather, basically is now a part of Tropico 4. How does that work?
Well, there are many different types of random events that can occur in Tropico 4 now. So they include things like tornadoes, droughts, earthquakes, fires, hurricanes, and even human issues like oil spills. When they happen, you've then got to go and deal with them. So it adds an extra element of sort of unknown compared to the previous games in the series.
Yeah, it really does. Now, on the PC version, they released a Gold Edition with the Modern Times expansion pack that was built in. Will Mac users get that same version as well?
Yes, they will. The expansion pack is included, and it projects El Presidente and Tropico into the 21st century. So the main game started off sort of probably the 60s, the 70s. This pushes it on a lot further, so you can have modern buildings like skyscrapers, you have modern edicts, and you even have a third sector economy. So, for example, insurance business businesses, banks, services, many things where you can get a high profit as long as you give 5% to El Presidente.
So really, Tropico 4 moves us into the 21st century, I guess.
Yes, it does. It moves us into the 21st century and the near future. So you have things like skyscrapers, borehole mines, organic ranches, biofarms. You can also now upgrade obsolete buildings. So obviously, as time passes, what was a really modern building in 1960s now needs to be upgraded. In the old games, you have to destroy it and build a new building. Mm-hmm. You can now actually use an upgrade path, which is cheaper than building a brand new building and just saves you from going around blowing buildings up and rebuilding them. On top of that, there are things like there's even a space exploration project. So, you know, send a Tropican to space. It's always possible.
All right. And since the Gold Edition was released, more DLC packs have also been released. Will those be included as well?
We will be supporting the DLC, but just like the Windows version, the only DLC in the Gold Edition was the original Modern Times. All of the other DLC packs will come to the Mac, but we don't have any further details at this time. As soon as we do, El Presidente will let me know and we'll issue an edict.
Exactly. All right. So Tropico 4 has a downloadable challenge option as well, where you can download islands with custom challenges. Does the Mac version support that?
Yes, it does. You can download all of the challenges from the Tropico site through the game's main interface. The only thing the Mac version doesn't have is it doesn't have the editor feature to be able to create your own challenges. This was provided on Windows as a separate little application, and due to how it was written, we haven't ported that with the main game.
Right. This game doesn't have multiplayer, but it does have Game Center achievements, right?
Yes, it does. If you buy the Mac App Store version, you'll get full Game Center achievements. If you look closely and own a Retina Mac, we even updated them all, so they're all shiny, super Retina quality.
Tell us about two of the basics here, retail pricing of this game.
Sure. The pricing is $34.99 in the US, €29.99 in Europe, and €24.99 in the UK. Obviously, if you buy it from the Mac App Store, the prices will change depending on your region settings.
And what are the minimum system requirements for Tropico 4?
The minimum system requirements for Tropico 4 are a 2 GHz Intel machine with 4 GB of RAM and a 256 MB VRAM graphics card, along with 10.75 or later. You also require 6 GB of hard drive space to install it. There are a few specialist cards that may or may not be supported. You can check those at our website if you have any questions.
So now let's get to some questions from gamers, and we've had a lot of really great questions that they've posted on our website. The first question comes from Aaron Hazelhurst, who writes, "How are disasters handled in Tropico 4?
Well, disasters, for those who don't know, are handled a little bit like SimCity and other city games. You'll be going along and then suddenly a random and rare event will happen, like a volcano erupting or a tropical storm hitting, taking out your infrastructure, and then you've got to deal with it.
Andrea Wiley posted a question to us. She wants to know what new ways in Tropico 4 you can customize El Presidente.
Well, in Tropico 4, you can customize the look and clothing and facial features of El Presidente even more than the previous game. Not on top of that, the Modern Time expansion packs adds even more costumes over the main game, so you have an even more different outfits you can have him wear. So you can have him wear the white suit and look very sort of dapper, a bit like a Colombian drug lord.
Uh-huh.
Or you can go the other way and have him dressed like a man of the people, a little bit like Che Guevara.
All right. And Phil Marcus, he asked, will the game have Facebook integration as the PC version does?
The Mac version won't have Facebook support on launch, but we are looking into Apple's built-in OS support for Facebook and Twitter, and we were looking at integrating that instead, so you won't have to register or spend any extra time setting it up. It'll just work as part of your already OS setup.
All right, and another question comes from Mark Landler, who wanted to know, will the DLCs such as Junta, Plantador, Megalopolis, etc., will they be available for future downloads, such as how Civ 5 has various factions available as DLC?
Well, I touched upon this earlier on, but not right now on launch, but we do plan to support the DLC in the future.
All right, another question comes from Martin Holman, who asked us, is Tropico 4 for Mac coming to Steam?
Thanks for the question, Martin. We currently have no plans to bring it to Steam, but we do review our plans pretty regularly, and we'll certainly bear your request in mind.
Bruce Warner has an interesting question, Edwin, about building a government ministry or cabinet in Tropico 4. He writes, I'm allowed to pick who's in my cabinet from a variety of attributes, but what difference does my choice actually make?
Okay, so just to fill other listeners in, ministers will allow you to unlock special edicts in buildings based on what role they're taking up. However, ministers will occasionally cause random events to happen. These are can either be good events or bad events, depending on the statistics of your minister. So you have intelligence, courage, and leadership. All three of these should be as high as possible. If you choose a minister with poor stats, they'll occasionally cause gaffes. These will require you to either fire the minister or look for a replacement. If you don't, you'll suffer some kind of consequences. For example, reduce foreign relations or a rebel attack.
All right, two more questions. Andre Philippe asked, are all the quotes in the loading screens genuine? And I know some of these, Edwin, are famous quotes as well as pretty funny quotes too.
Yes, they're all genuine quotes from famous people like Che Guevara, other sort of legendary rebels.
Fidel Castro, right?
Fidel Castro is a good one. My favorite one, I think, was one by Fidel Castro, which says, if surviving assassination attempts was an Olympic sport, I'd be world champion, which I always had a quick chuckle over while testing.
All right, so some great quotes there. Linus Dominic ends our questions. He asked, the major characters in the game all have caricatures. Are they based on real people?
Yes, they are, actually. A few examples of the parody characters I can name are the rebel leader Marco Moreno is actually a parody of Che Guevara. There's a UN inspector called Brunhild van Hoof, who's actually a parody of Margaret Thatcher. And my personal favorite, Nick Richard, who happens to be a parody of Richard Nixon, who's the US vice president in the game.
So a lot of real comedy as well as seriousness in this game overall.
Yes, there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek jokes around politics and sort of world events.
All right, so some great questions from Feral users. Thanks so much for all those who posted them online. We really appreciate it. So those are some of the high points we think you need to know about Tropico 4 Gold Edition and responses to gamer questions. We hope we've been able to help you better understand a great game, and we hope you all go out online and purchase it. Tropico 4 is a great game. Edwin, thanks so much for joining us and exploring and explaining Tropico 4 Gold Edition.
Thank you very much for inviting me. El Presidente would like to pass on his thanks as well.
Thank you very much. And that's our podcast preview of Tropico 4 Gold Edition. Thanks for listening.